A minute went by, then another. A muscle twitched on Nesta's brow. Her hand bobbed. Her breath then came fast and hard, her lips curling back as she panted through her teeth.
Nesta.
Quiet.
Where is it, girl? Open your hand. Let us see.
Nesta's fingers only clutched tighter, the whites of her knuckles as stark as the stones held within them. Too deep. Whatever she had done, I lunged for her with my mind. If Elaine's mental gates were those of a sleeping garden, Nesta's... They belonged to an ancient fortress, sharp and brutal. The sort I imagined they once impaled people upon, but they were open wide, and inside, dark. Like I had never known, even with Rhysand. Nesta, I took a step into her mind. The images slammed into me. One after one after one, I saw them. The army that stretched into the horizon. The weapons, the hate, the sheer size. I saw the king standing over a map in a war tent, flanked by Jurian and several commanders, the cauldron squatting in the center of the room behind them. And there was Nesta, standing in that tent, watching the king, the cauldron, frozen in place, with undiluted fear. Nesta, she did not seem to hear me as she stared at them. I reached for her hand. You found it. I see where it is. Nesta's face was bloodless, but she at last dragged her attention to me.
Farah?
Surprise lit her terror-wide eyes. Let's go back. She nodded, and we turned. But we felt it. We both did. Not the king or the commanders plotting with him. Not Jurian as he played his deadly game of deception. But the cauldron, as if some great sleeping beast opened an eye. The cauldron seemed to sense us watching, sense us there. I felt it stir, like it would lunge for Nesta. I grabbed my sister and ran. Open your fist. We sprinted for the iron gates to her mind. Open it now! That monstrous force swelled behind us, a black wave rising up. Open it now, or we'll get in here. Open it now, Nesta! Nesta's fingers splayed wide, scattering stones and bones over the map. Cassian caught her with an arm around the waist as she swayed.
What the hell?
Look.
There was no throw that could have done it, save for one blessed by magic. The stones and bones formed a perfect tight circle around a spot on the map. Nesta and I went pale. I had seen the size of that army. We both had. While Hybern had been driving us northward, letting us chase them in these two battles, the king had amassed his host along the western edge of the human territory, perhaps no more than 100 miles from our family's estate.